This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, believe me, it's not often that I say a message that I'm giving on Cross Hope is one of the most important I've ever given. And yet I'm going to be bold enough to say that I believe this message is. It's from 2 Timothy 1, where the Apostle Paul told Timothy to keep to sound doctrine. In other words, keep what you believe. Keep what you believe about the Bible. And that's a choice that's even tougher to make in this day and age in 2016. Where yesterday we talked about keeping the Word, but also keeping our alignment with people who share that belief in the Word of God. Let's pick it up right there today. God bless you. You are aligned with somebody. You know what I mean by that? Politically, if you're a Democrat or Republican, you're aligned with a group of people. They're your people. And we understand that. If you're in some industry or some profession, you have a group of people that you're aligned with. And we understand that. We're aligned with family groups. And you have to make the decision, I think, in 2015, I'm going to align my life spiritually with people who keep the Word of God, who do believe that Jesus Christ is everything He claimed to be, and they do believe in the authority of God's Word. Isn't it interesting how in our culture today, if you're pro-life, you're a hater. You're a bigot. You believe in the traditional family as established in Scripture and by the Lord Himself. You're a hater. You hate people, don't you? It has nothing to do with hatred. It has to do with obedience. Has nothing to do with hating people or not hating people. It has to do with obedience. And we will be squeezed or try to be squeezed into the mold that we're not in. And people will have to decide either I conform to the world, I let the world squeeze me into its mold, just like a jello mold, and I become a cookie cutter replica of everyone else. And I go along in order to get along. Having lived in Texas for 4 years, Annie and I were familiar with a Texas musician who was probably just known in Texas. His name was Jimmy Dale Gilmore. And I love that name, Jimmy Dale. That's got a country music sound to it, doesn't it? Jimmy Dale. Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Austin, Texas. He wrote this in 2006. I want you to listen to what he says. It's really powerful, a statement out of his own life. I went through a few years of getting lost and more lost. The drugs, the sex, the alcohol. Sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it? That is, if you don't figure in the remorseful hangovers, the depression, and the loneliness that is both the cause and the effect of the whole vicious cycle. What a statement. I went far enough down to make this choice. I either needed to change my life or die. Anybody been there, done that? I need to change my life or die. I basically managed to break my own heart. Never heard anyone use that statement. I managed to break my own heart. There are men that have broken their own hearts, and there are women here. You have broken your own heart. Nobody broke your heart. You broke your own. And you know what I'm talking about. Then he says this, I caused hurt and sorrow to those closest to me by living my life with my own gratification as the guiding principle. What is it I want? That's my guide. What is it I desire? That's my guide. What is it that I have? That's my desire in life. The old cliche that experience is the best teacher proved itself to me with a vengeance. For some of us, it seems experience is the only teacher. I had to learn the hard way. Now listen to this last sentence. It came as a great shock to discover that my real spiritual problem in life was not a product of the world's condition, but of my own self-centeredness. Well, I hope you'll hear the rest of this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.